This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Talking ball. That's what we're doing. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. Exciting to have Mike Tenier with us again on the West Her Hotline. Two Deep Zone, that's T-O-O, MikeTenier.substack.com. Hi, Mike. It's been a while. How have you been?
I'm doing great. Happy Josh Allen's honeymoon to those who celebrate.
Yes, and I was first question, the obvious question for you, Mike, how was the wedding?
I wasn't invited, but I looked at the pictures, and Josh's hair looked really floopy. I think his hair flooped a little bit on him there, but that'll happen hot day in California. You get a little floop.
Well, I mean, maybe you know this. Bulldog and I would. You know, you go 20-plus years of marriage later, and you look back at those photos. I've got one that's of my wife and I that's framed in our house, and I was highlighting my hair in my early 30s because I didn't want to be gray at 30. And every time I look at that picture, well, drawn to what? My wife, one.
She's beautiful. Right.
She's one, and then my hair is two, and it bothers me, Mike.
The highlight of my wedding photos was that I had hair.
Well, that was the right choice, probably, at the time.
I still pretty much look the same. No, I don't.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Right. So, you know, Mike, it's funny to start.
Biggest lie ever told on this show.
It's funny to start here. We started today on the MVP odds for 2025. And, you know, usual suspects. Allen, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, of course, Daniels, Burrow. That's the top five. How do you think about, like, last year's result? Or also the year before, your longtime partner Aaron Schatz came on our show after the MVP vote 2 years ago and raised his hand. I was the one vote for Allen out of 50. Mm-hmm. And then last year, Jackson wins the honor for all pro, but Allen wins the MVP. Do you think voters tend to bring legacy into play with that stuff?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I have a funny feeling that a lot of people who would have voted for Jackson looked at Josh Allen and said, well, it's his turn. It's his turn. They're close. And, you know, you probably won't get anyone to admit that. But at the end of the day, I think that's fine. I don't think it was that far off last year. I think you could have almost done a toss-up. Jackson had better metrics overall. But you could look at Allen's impact on games and see how great that was. And you could probably say the same things last year. I guess that makes it interesting for this year as you look at both of them. And you say, well, if it's Allen and Jackson again near the top, and let's say Mahomes doesn't have a phenomenal season, will the voters just be like, hey, Brock Purdy, it's
right.
You know, will that be the mentality at this point? Well, we got to pick somebody else because we keep picking the same three guys. You can kind of see that in past votes. I don't know if we're going to see that again.
Yeah, in talking it through during the earlier portion of our show that Mike's referring to here, Mike, I said if I had the premise was he's going to give me $100 to spend on MVP gambling. I would lean toward Mahomes, not with all of it, but ahead of both Jackson and Allen, because I think Allen. That he got it last year, and it was somewhat controversial. The same year he's not getting near it again because it, well, like you said, I subscribe to that. Like I don't think voters would actually like say this publicly necessarily. Maybe some have, but it is his turn. He's been really great, and this is a year we can give it to him. And I think that lifts all boats. It's good for the league. It's good for attention on the league, which in some ways is good for people who report on the league. Yada yada yada. So that all lines up to me. And the Chiefs have had a couple of years here where the offense hasn't been all the way there. So if Mahomes has like more of like a throwback to when he had Tyreek Hill type year, which is possible, Rashee Rice back and Xavier Worthy in year two, I feel like Mahomes would be the guy that I would think because he's got the hardware of the championships already. So getting him a third one, I think, would sort of line up with the era so far.
Yeah, and again, it's been a couple of years, so it's not like, oh, it's the same guy every year. And if I'm doing $100 right now, I want the juice. And right now Mahomes is at plus 700. I'm actually load up my sports book while we were speaking.
All right.
Mahomes at plus 700, that's a little more juice than Lamar Jackson, plus 550, Josh Allen, plus 550, tied there. So get me a little more action on this if I'm just kind of throwing out this money because it is, you're rolling dice pretty heavily, especially among those three guys. And let's say maybe those four or five with Burrow and Daniels. If you're rolling dice, you might as well say, well, what's going to be my biggest ROI if I hit?
And there are, I think, makeable cases beyond the top five. Yes. Jalen Hurts at 20-1. Bulldog asked earlier as we were talking about him, like, what's the argument against him? And I'm not sure I had a good answer for that. You know, he's got the team success, the rushing piece. I don't know, like what? Go ahead.
They change rules. They try to change rules to prevent him from doing the thing he does best. That's a pretty good sign of value and unique value there.
That's right.
But yeah, that's a good one. And you can do sleepers. You can like Justin Herbert. What if he actually has that year?
Right.
That's at plus 1,800. C.J. Stroud, what if they got that offensive line functional and the rest of that division's a joke? He's at plus 2,500. I don't necessarily advocate for that, but listen to that juice. If you're just messing around this time of year, why not really mess around and see if you can hit on something big?
You mentioned Purdy. What is the? I'm not looking at the odds. What is the number on him?
Higher.
Plus 3,000. And I think at this point in Purdy's career, if they have this season where they go to the Super Bowl and Debo's not there anymore,
right,
and it's not this defense and McCaffrey is older, you can't just say, well, you know, he's a push-button game manager and all these guys are amazing. It's you have to start recognizing, oh, yeah, this is a guy who's making a lot of these things happen. And, you know, the third time he leads a team this far can't be a fluke.
How likely, not to like leave the conversation on MVP for dead, but knowing you were coming on, the 49ers and Purdy without Samuel, with McCaffrey at the age he's at, there's other losses there. How likely is a bounce back from them? I mean, a lot must ride on Purdy still functioning at the level he's been functioning at with all those weapons.
And here's the thing. I've got Aaron Schatz's DVOA projections in front of me. I can't give you the exact number. The bounce back potential is really high. It's really high. All the indicators suggest, yeah, you lose Debo, but look at the guys you get back. The 49ers were almost historically injured last year. If you start lining up the injuries, you start listing guys you don't think about on their defense, on their offensive line who are hurt, it was staggering. They've gotten healthy. They lost a lot of guys on defense, but they drafted an entirely new defense, and they're getting some guys back healthy. And Debo's the only significant loss. Ayuk is back. Kittle has a new extension, and he's healthy. They drafted guys like Pearsall and Jennings who played very well. So there's a lot of reasons to believe this is a team that's just going to bounce back very quickly in 2025.
With Mike Tanier, and if I may go back to MVP for one more discussion. So last year, Mahomes finished sixth Allen, Jackson, Barkley off 2,000 rushing yards. Joe Burrow, who wins if his team isn't as bad defensively, probably. He had the numbers.
Yeah.
Goff. And Goff is 30-1. Part of Allen's win, I think, was predicated on the loss of Diggs, even maybe also Gabe Davis. And, you know, he wins the award with Mac Hollins leading them in touchdown catches at 5. That's, you know, that's something. It's a lot right there. Goff loses Ben Johnson, Mike. Like, maybe.
And now his center today.
And changes up front, right?
Yeah, you know what? If you had talked to me 6 hours ago about Goff, I'd say I kind of like him at plus 3,000. And now Ragnall's hurt, and I don't have a full update on what's going to happen. His backup is a young man by the name of Mahogany Jones or something like that, or Spencer Mahogany. So I don't know how that's going to be an impact. I wouldn't make the move right now. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if his plus 3,000 is 30-1 goes down to like 35-1.
Okay.
When people really look at this, yeah.
Yeah, and Ragnow is retiring.
Is the news today. Yeah, so yes. They will have to pivot to something new there. I read something. I don't know about this name you're clawing at there, Mike, but yes. That there's someone there that has like center experience in college. Yes. That's already that maybe they may pivot inside. But anyway, still big loss. That's an All-Pro player there in the middle.
Yeah, I think it's Graham Glasgow who's going to move inside. It's Tate Rutledge who's going to move inside. That's who it's going to be, probably.
Mike, here with the Bills, I mean, there's, as usual, not a lot of drama. Diggs did provide his share in his turn, but he's gone. And he's giving the Patriots this joyride, so to speak,
yes.
this year. he was on the field today. James Cook is our number one thing, I guess. I mean, he mandatory practices are next week. There's really no indication that he'll be around before that, even if that. I think, you know, he's kind of planted his flag for, you know, a big contract, and he can't just walk in June on his old deal, right, if he's going to do that. So his value to them for you is what?
You know, there's a tier of running backs right now, if you look at their salaries, guys like Chuba Hubbard, and like Ramondre Stevenson, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they all have very, very similar-looking contracts. And these are the very, very good running backs of the NFL, and they come in at a number around, I'm giving 1 second, it shouldn't take me long to pull this up, in a number at around like $40 million over a couple of years, $36 million over 3 years, or 4 years. And that's where I think he comes in. I have the feeling that he believes he's at the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley class of running backs. But you have to kind of do it to earn it with those guys. You know, Barkley had a phenomenal season, and he had 2,000 yards, then he gets another deal right away on top of that. Henry did the same thing where he had to kind of take a low ball deal because he's older, and he has a phenomenal season, and they hand him another deal. You can't miss that intermediate step of having that superior season. Cook has not had that yet. He had a lot of touchdowns last year, obviously had 1,000 yards. A lot of touchdowns were product of the system touchdowns. Let's face it, him at the 2-yard line with Allen next to him, he's with that great offensive line, he's going to get in. If the impasse is that they're not offering him the kind of money that guys like Ramondre Stevenson and Aaron Jones make, that's a Bills problem. If he's holding out for a Barkley-type contract, that might be a Cook problem, and that might be something that the Bills dig their heels on.
Interesting. Makes sense.
That's kind of where I would be. Like, I don't, you know, neither want to really imagine this offense without Cook there, Mike, because, you know, they don't, you know, everybody eats at receiver, right? I mean, they just don't have a real go-to guy. I think you get to Cook pretty quickly when you ask the average fan, like, who's the next most dangerous guy on that offense after Allen? And I think it's Cook. But his playing time is nowhere near what the level of a player that I'm going to pay $15 to $17 million a year to. So, you know, I guess I'm sort of hoping that eventually, come summertime, he realizes that he's got to play, and that there isn't a compromise to be had here. And I'm kind of rooting for that, honestly. Nothing against the kid. Like, I like him just fine as a Bills running back, but I don't want to be saddled with a big contract I'm going to regret in a year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the problem is with the Bills, you guys are keeping that core intact. And you have to be economical while doing it. And you can't let somebody go out the back door because you paid too much for your running back. And yeah, he's a difference maker to a degree. You've got Ray Davis, who I thought was really good coming out of college. I don't know if he's the same player, but I don't know what some of these guys would be if you put them behind Deion Dawkins and everybody, and you put them right in this very balanced offense, and you put them next to Josh Allen. Would they be 90% as good as James Cook, 95% as good as James Cook? Those are questions you got to weigh before you start guaranteeing money, say in 2027 and beyond, for somebody who, again, is coming off a 1,000-yard season, but a lot of times it's 14, 15, 16 carries a game. He breaks a long one. He gets the short touchdown. That could be replaceable production in that system.
With Mike Tenier here on WGR, Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs. So I know you speak sports book. You showed us that earlier. The AFC East. Last year was so interesting for the Bills for a couple of reasons. They were just not so – they were not explosive at all last year. But even with that, they scored 30 points a week and they won almost every game. And I think we're probably looking at the same kind of a season here. And maybe in this division this year, it goes like last year, which is that it ends up being kind of a runaway. I don't know. Right. How do you see the rest of the AFC East? Let's start with New England. Because it seems like everybody I hear talking about the Patriots is, you know, not in love necessarily, but definitely in like. I mean, the Patriots are going to be a buzzy underdog this year.
Yeah, that's a good. People are in like with them because they added everybody in creation under the sun and on the boat this offseason. And, you know, I think that took them from an easy out to a tough out. That didn't take them from an easy out to a tough contender. I'm looking at the DVOA projections. The DVOA projections say about the same thing. I'm looking at their odds. I would not take them at plus 475 to win the division. I think they're a team that you're just not going to be able to overlook, which you could frankly overlook the Patriots last year as the Bills, and you can't do that this year.
All right. That sounds right.
Yeah. Do you think their schedule is pretty favorable? That's the thing that sort of got this started. We looked at their schedule one day last week, Mike, and I honestly, without trying to peg, because I'm sort of in the camp that Mike describes, right? I'm like, they walk in the bar and they've got my attention right away. Like, oh, what's going on over here? That's New England this year for me. And then, but with that said, you go through the schedule and it's not, I mean, a six and two start is entirely realistic looking at who they play.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now with the Raiders and the Panthers and the Saints and the Titans, right, and the Browns very early in there. So, yeah, that does look like the team that gets to the wild card conversation based on that, and then made it later on in the season, the Bills and the Ravens
show up. At the same time, I'm looking at the Bills schedule, and after the big bumper against the Ravens in the opening, yeah, you've got the Jets, you've got the Saints, you've got the Patriots in there. So the Bills can be 5-1 entering their bye as well. But I don't think it's good for the Patriots rebuilding early in the season. They'll have some winnable games, so that builds the confidence. I don't think that turns them into a team that's going to be a worry for the Buffalo Bills in terms of winning the NFC East.
The thing about the Bills schedule, Mike, I think, is that they have four. It's amazing how this lined up with it being the last year of the stadium. They've got four great games: Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. That's the order, and they're all at home.
Yeah.
So they don't travel out west at all.
Right.
Their hardest road game might be the Texans, and so it's easy travel. And the four big ones are all home games spread out.
And the Eagles travel up there December 28th. Some of my buddies who are Eagles fans here in Greater Philly, I didn't hear them, any of them texting that they were heading to Buffalo for the December 28th game. Nobody was volunteering to go up there in that weather for a ticket that's probably hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So, yeah, that is a very good schedule for the Bills.
The thing about that game for me, I didn't like that being so late on the schedule because I think the league has a chance of wasting it. Like, there are lots of good games and matchups, but you never put Kansas City at Buffalo, like, at the very end of the schedule, because what if one team is clinched or what if one team is down? Like, just sort of, you lose the luster of that game, but who knows? I mean, again, there's lots to consider with the schedule.
We're way down the line here. We're in December. Yes. Yeah, let's get there.
Right. Back to the AFC East. The Dolphins, like Mike indicated here, like general consensus, recognizing there's not really a consensus, you know, out there, but a lot of football people are sort of bullish on the Patriots right now. Conversely, the Dolphins, it feels like maybe the window, there was a lot of this talk last year with the Bills, the window's closing or closed because, you know, departures. Miami hasn't ever gotten there, and now it feels like they're going the wrong way. That's my read. What do you think?
And that's exactly it, where you lose your left tackle in the offseason. They've got Jalen Ramsey twisting in the wind. They've lost some other guys on their edge rush. I'm seeing rookies being inserted into the starting lineup. And, yeah, it's like a window that was never opened has closed. Like they built they built this team to win it all in 2023, and they went like 9-8 or whatever they did. And so, again, it looks like a competitive team. The DVOA projections think that they're still a better team than New England coming into the season. But I don't see it. All I see is that they're going to be doing that same offense, and they're going to have Tyreek Hill and Waddle going in all different directions, and Tua pump faking it all over the place and trying not to get slaughtered in the backfield. And it looks like a recipe for eight more wins. That's really what it looks like.
Do you have a Jets take, Mike? I mean, it's Justin Fields, and Aaron Glenn seems to want to just do things in a new way there, reestablish some sort of, I don't want to say culture because everybody calls it that, but whatever it is. Can that work?
They're taking the season off to find themselves. They're taking some me time. They're going to be in their sweatpants. They're
backpacking around Europe. Is that what's happening this football season?
Watching Netflix on the couch, whatever. Backpacking around Europe. Although they might run into the old quarterback there, so they got to be careful. I'm looking at the DVOA projections, and they're ranked 32nd in offense and projections. So
that's bad.
Kind of tells you where you're going. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Pretty good in defense because you know the guys there, like Sauce and them. But 32nd is bad. It's in the 32-team NFL.
That doesn't seem. That's not intuitive to me with the Jets. I've probably liked Fields more than the average fan, but that's two rookie of the year caliber players in Hall and Wilson. Maybe that's it. But I wouldn't guess that they would have been last.
Yeah, Fields is always the, hey, I see why they're doing this, and maybe this is the year, but we're running out of this is the years with Fields. And, you know, they've got young talent, not a lot on the offensive line. I'm looking at them to say, how do they handle the fact that you've got Garrett Wilson, you've got Sauce Gardner, they're going to be looking for contracts pretty soon. First-round picks of the Jets, always at around year three or year four, turn into weirdos, turn into pumpkins, start looking for money, or start having injuries, or start being no longer with the program. Because they're the Jets. It wears on them. And they start, looking for the next contract or whatever. I'm interested to see how they proceed with all the really good guys they drafted a couple years ago, thinking they were going to be contenders, who have now lived through the Aaron Rodgers era, and maybe just, marking time until they're free agents elsewhere.
Last one, Mike. The Chiefs, I believe it's six straight AFC championships in their own stadium. I mean, there are multiple ways to kind of talk them up. Would you, are you the type to just sort of go right back to that? Well, it's Kansas City. What are we talking about? Or maybe with how the Super Bowl looked, and I think probably a better division, top to bottom. I don't know. Maybe this is a year to bet against them.
It is a little bit of this is the Chiefs. What are you talking about? Like they made steps to fix their biggest problem in offensive tackle, both by bringing in Josh Simmons as a rookie and bringing in Jalen Moore. The projections, and again, I'm doing Aaron Schatz as a sting for him here, has them still winning that division. You're right, it does look tighter. I see that the Broncos are high in the projections. The Chargers are in the ballpark in terms of a projection. It comes down to that game should not be in their stadium anymore. That AFC Championship game should be there in Buffalo with you or out in Baltimore. Because there should be a more vulnerable Chiefs team. And if that's the case, that comes up to these teams, Bills or Ravens, if you have a vulnerable Chiefs team, to actually take them down in the playoffs.
My mistake on the stat, because they did go to Baltimore
after they beat the Bills
two years ago right now. But they've been in the game how many years in a row since they lost to Brady in that overtime game. So no need to illustrate their excellence. Very good, Mike. Well, it's been great to catch up with you again. I mentioned the Substack. What else? Where else can we find you?
You can find me on the Substack. You can go www.miketanier.substack.com. It's called the Too Deep Zone, so you can search for it there. And you can find me on Blue Sky at Mike Tanier, TANIER.
Thanks for your time today.
You got it. Take care and enjoy the rest of the honeymoon.
All right, Mike. Always enjoy.
I feel like I'm on it at this point.
Right.
Oh, this is a honeymoon, this show, though. Working, coming in here every day. 10,000 times, is it now, exactly, on the number?
Feels like 7,000. Is that today?
Wow. It feels more like 7,000 than 10.
Feels more like 50,000.
On ADP Chasing last week, we were talking about our mocking voices.
Yeah, that's what I just
that's
did
your
there.
Mock, that was what are your mock? So these guys have several. I might have. Yeah, that sort of like.
What's the story with you guys?
Yeah, I do have a few. That's not always the one I lean on, but it's pretty consistent.
I go lower and slower, too, with mine,
yeah,
like you just did. Lower and slower. I don't know why. When I need it, that's what comes out.
It's just more comfortable. To get to here, it hurts. It's nasally, and it feels like I'm hurting my throat. You guys and your receivers. Give it a rest.
Oh, he's talking fantasy again? What was that? How would you describe that? That wasn't slower. I don't know what that was. 803-0550. You want to talk MVP, NFL, all kinds of different subjects. We're not going to take calls on the nudist thing.
That's a good call. To not
what would they
take
be?
Calls.
I didn't go there.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's like. I can guess, but I'd probably be wrong.
There's naked people.
I have a question about inside the NBA.
Okay.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after the update on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.